This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
In a very early morning for Greg Hill, because he was out late last night with the new head coach of the New England Patriots. And he said new guy pays Wiggy, so it seems like Mike Vrabel may have picked up that bill.
Well, we know our guy didn't.
Yeah.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You have to, but I think it's more the succinct, is that how you say it?
Succinct.
Yeah. When
word of the day.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
And let me tell you, nailed it again. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Mitch can get that up. Okay, head out of the gutter, Curtis, please.
Is he supposed to get it up, though?
I don't know. The situation doesn't call for it.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
The dumb thing that he said before it was he tried to go to Tatum is not memorable. And then when he said the dumbest ever. Like, did I say that?
Jeez.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's on my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, man? Welcome back.
Good to be back. I mean, fun to be in Florida.
Oh, man, weather looked beautiful.
But good to be back. And what a weekend it was. Or what a Friday it was.
Wow.
Now that you've had a couple of days to let what the Bruins did settle in,
where are you
on it?
I give them credit because I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
I did not see the Marchand trade coming. So I give them a lot of credit for basically saying it ain't no retool. It's definitely a rebuild.
No, it is a massive rebuild.
Yep.
I mean, you basically got rid of anything with value other than David Pastrnak and said, we're going to figure it out in the next over the next 3 years
right.
or 4 years or whatever it is. But
I was sad.
Were you sad?
Yeah, I was sad. I know that's such like a Homer move or somebody that just bases everything that they're feeling off nostalgia. But I don't know. It was
You're very nostalgic.
I am. Right. I am. But I like Wiggy was very surprised. We were split on Friday. Me and Wiggy both thought he was going to stay here for the remainder of his career. Curtis and Shime on the opposite side. So well done.
And a good locale too, though.
What's that?
Going to a contender.
That's good for him. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they did him a favor.
Yeah.
They definitely did him a favor. And we'll get into what is being said about why they may have done him a favor. Curtis, you brought up Curtis. Curtis is off today, but he will be back tomorrow.
All right.
When we take the show on the road and go to Granite Telecommunications for Saving by Shaving.
Oh, okay. Right.
And we will be with Sam Hauser and with Joe Mazzulla and with Mike Vrabel tomorrow morning on this show, as long as everybody gets there in time, during Saving by Shaving at Granite Telecommunications in Quincy. Speaking of Sam Hauser and Joe Mazzulla, what a game that was Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a great game that was Saturday night.
Awesome.
And LeBron James, he's now out. Is he going to be out for a couple weeks? Is that what they're saying?
Based on 1 to 2 weeks.
Based on the groin?
Yep.
So just if you could enlighten me, his team unable to beat our beloved Boston Celtics. So fourth quarter gets here and he decides to half-ass fake an injury and then he's out for a week or so. Is that how it works in the NBA, Wiggy?
He went down about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They made a little run. I think they cut the lead down to 5. I don't know what happened, but then the Celtics were able to kind of pour it on late at the end of the game.
Can I just say something, though? And I actually I'm not a hater of LeBron James, but the showboating, like, before the game and stuff, like, a million photographers around him with his, like, arms in the air. Like, everything is just for show.
Celtics loves that.
But that's what Curtis said. The reason why it was so, it felt like a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
And LeBron's going to buy into that because of the magnitude of, what the Lakers were able to do in getting Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm. So, did you get in the building?
No. I wasn't able to get in the building. Shoot. But that's all right, though. I did watch it with a couple of the fellas in Bacato and at Bincado.
Oh, at Bincado.
Yeah, in the North End.
No, it's one of your favorite new places now that you're City Wiggy.
No. I kind of show love to everybody.
Yeah. Around?
Okay. I spin the block multiple times.
Yes, you
multiple
do.
Places.
I'm glad you do.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. We'll get to all of it this morning without Curtis. We certainly can. I'm sure it might be your lead, Wiggy. Might be Shime's lead. But apparently, we are more interested in a second round pick around here than we are in DK Metcalf.
So, wow.
I'm not sure what's going on there. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what those of you who listen to the show think is going on there. The free agents are dropping like chicken parm sliders in front of you.
Wow, and they are going quick.
There's going to be, there's not going to be anybody left.
No. Yeah.
We have, explain this to me. The New England Patriots have more money than virtually any other franchise in the National Football League, and they refuse to spend any of it. They refuse to. In the case of somebody who you can get, even take Davante Adams, it's going to cost you $40 million or whatever it's going to cost you. Get him for 2 years. They're not doing any deals.
Nothing major. Just that minor. Harold Landry deal.
Which is solid. Talked about that. Yeah. That's a guy who Vrabel knows and Vrabel covets. Yeah. And so, that's a deal.
Yes.
But there's nothing that's splashy.
No,
There's no big splash deal that they've done yet.
No, but I think they're, I know that there's an opportunity for them to make a major deal. I'll kind of use it as my lead. I don't know if Shime was going
to
do it.
But we need to stop with the excuses, because leading up, whenever anybody talked about DK Metcalf, it was like, well, he wants to be somewhere warm. He wants to be on the West Coast. And it's like, well, actually, now he's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's going to be freezing, just like New England. So stop telling me that it's not a destination.
Right. What's the name of that AC/DC song? Money Talks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$30 million a year will get you a couple coats.
We can rejoin with that.
I'd love to.
Courtney's spot on.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the weather. Doesn't matter the city.
Nope.
It did not matter in this case.
Vrabel said it. It's all about the green, and it ain't the grass.
And right, and it's not the grass. So, yeah.
Did you get any scoopage when you guys were dining
if
together?
If I did, my lips would always be sealed.
Okay.
I separate the personal from the professional.
Yeah.
And should Mike Vrabel have whispered anything to me at dinner, it would. It's in the vault.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, maybe.
Well, if you had a scoop, we would be like, oh, wow, that's a heavy scoop.
I mean, if you listen carefully today, maybe there's something
okay.
I can
right, well, listen.
You just cannot violate that sacred trust.
Nope.
Right.
You know how that goes.
Nope.
Are you confident in him?
Huh?
Are you confident
very
in him?
Very confident.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Very confident. The man is an absolute unit of a coach. He's a machine.
But you still got to be able to help him out. Because if you don't help him out, it's going to, no matter how great of a coach he is, if he doesn't have the right pieces around him, it's still going to be very difficult for him to get the team to where he wants it to be.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be the interesting part. When you said, because now what are we in? We're in kind of like that tampering pot where we're able to see some of these deals.
Yep.
And it's, guys are coming off the board quickly.
Here's a text on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, why are you assuming that the Patriots are not trying to spend money? Maybe nobody wants to come here.
Ugh.
So that is going to be the argument. I understand it, but.
Yeah, but what's that? Let me ask this question. What's a better location, Pittsburgh or Boston?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of respect for Mike Tomlin in the league.
He doesn't even have a quarterback to throw him the football.
Right.
The only quarterback on the Pittsburgh Steelers roster at this present moment is Skylar Thompson.
Right. So if you say like both places are the same, it's both cold, it snows, you know, the city life is the same, whatever you want to say. Both coaches are respected, Vrabel and Tomlin, so I would say both of those guys are respected. But at least one spot, like Shime said, has a quarterback that looks like he's going to be a really good quarterback when the other place doesn't even have a quarterback.
Now, Wiggy, a texter says, Harold Landry may be one of the best defensive signings of the offseason. Stop calling it minor. Where does the professor weigh in on that?
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He's not amazing. He's definitely not the Harold Landry he was of the past, but he's a fantastic run stopper. Like, he's a great guy that's going to set the edge. Greg, I know you love that football lingo.
I love setting the edge.
He is going to set the edge, and he's going to do it really, really well. And they're going to be great against the run with Harold Landry on the line. I don't know how much he's going to help get pressure on the quarterback, but they'll definitely be stout against the run.
That's where I'll help you at, because I think he had 9 sacks last year, and he had 12 maybe a couple of years ago. The thing with him is he signed that deal in Tennessee, 5 years, about $87 million, and that was a few years ago. He's a solid player, and I'm not saying he's not, but he's not in the world of the Myles Garretts, Trey Hendricks, who is who's looking to be moved from Cincinnati, who had 17 sacks. He's going to be a solid player for you. He's going to be a good locker room guy. But it's not, like you said, it's not like this major, major splash.
I mean, at least it's a move.
Yeah.
And we can debate all morning long, and that's what we're here for, what the relative importance of it is. But it is a move, at least, by the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and I give him credit for that. He's going to be making, probably about $12, $13 million a year. Mm-hmm. As I said, that's where some of the contract is, maybe a little bit more.
3 years, 43 and a half.
Yeah, so what's that number?
What are you trying to figure out?
So $15 million a year?
Yeah.
A little bit less than 15?
Yeah,
so he's a solid player, and we're not saying that he's not. But what we were expecting is we're expecting big splashes. We talked about Ronnie Staley, boom, gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the Hillman jinx.
Yeah, that was the jinx. I wanted him, and apparently so did the Ravens.
Yeah.
What did they be signing for? 3 years and like $100 million or something like
that?
The number was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was something along
that
lines.
That is a complete Hillman jinx. Absolutely. All right. Well, it's National Nap Day.
Oh.
Because of the clock change hangover. Today is the worst. Courtney always has anxiety about this. Today is the day you are most likely to, I think, based on science, either get into a car accident or have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because of the clock change over the weekend. So just be aware, everybody around you went without an hour's sleep over the weekend, and so they're going to be tired, irritable, etc.
Yeah.
Just be aware of it. Be careful, all of that. We are going to get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. Lead for Jackson this morning. I heard on Friday. How was the show Friday?
Everyone I
was
enjoyed good? It.
Really good.
Yeah.
Courtney did an amazing job driving the bus.
Thank you.
She did a good job as a host.
Okay. Did a really good job.
Right. It was nice.
Good choice by the travel agent on selecting you as the host of the show.
He was sending me texts throughout. You know what? As a manager, very complimentary and a good cheerleader for you though, when you need one.
Did you guys share the photo of him on the plane with the protective eye coverings on so he could sleep the whole way to Florida?
How was he? I mean, he was taking BP at JetBlue. He was really in it.
He's into it. He's a hardo.
Yeah.
He does all of the requests. When you're on a work trip with Ken Laird, he does everything that is asked of anybody that is on the work trip. He goes to every event.
Yeah.
As he should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the man has it all in control. And anytime anybody needs a flight changed or hotel room upgraded, the travel agent is ready to go. So.
It looked like it was a vibe down there for you guys.
It was a nice vibe. It was very nice. Red Sox do a nice, put a nice weekend together, and we had an awful lot of our partners there.
All right.
Our broadcast partners here at WEEI, so got to spend some time with the great people who help us do what we do here. And we had a nice dinner with Joe Castiglione on Friday night, and Joe is enjoying that Florida retirement life. I think he did a couple games over the weekend, so it's all good. I'm telling you, there is an undeniable vibe down there when it comes to this Red Sox team. We're only 3 weeks away from the home opener.
Friday, April 4th.
And then the season begins in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so. The 27th, they open up in Texas.
Okay, well, a lot to get to this morning. I mentioned our leads. We'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports at 7. And we will definitely hear from sad David Pastrnak, who is missing his friends. And so we will get to that and the rest of what they said over the weekend coming up at 7. The news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And, Shime, do we have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away this morning?
We sure do, Greg, if you're excited to be about seeing Husnadinov.
Yeah. Is that a prize or a sentence?
It's a prize.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's still a prize.
Okay, it's an actual prize.
They're technically still a professional sports team in town. And David Pastrnak's still on the roster, so that's a win.
I see. Gonna pull it together, make a last-minute run.
Hey, that game against Tampa Bay was pretty good.
Really?
Somebody goes, I was talking to somebody, like, they put out an NHL G League team.
There's really nobody left on that hockey team.
It's Pasta.
We said...
Yeah. What are you doing here, Cam and Sweeney?
You got both of the Lindholms.
One
of them doesn't play.
one guy hasn't played since you traded for him. But you know, both collecting around.
This is an absolute rebuild.
It's a complete rebuild. I cannot wait to hear what people think about it this morning. So we will get to all of that coming up on today's show. To start us off, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Health Connector for Business. Legal tampering begins at noon today in the NFL. The league now calling it negotiation period. It's a bit of a rebrand for them.
All right.
There have been some wild moves, though, in the last 48 hours. Let's start with the Pats. They signed Harold Landry to a 3-year, $43.5 million deal. Go Eagles. And are re-signing tight end Austin Hooper to a 1-year deal at $5 million. The Steelers are getting DK Metcalf for a second-round pick and flipping picks in the 6th and 7th rounds with the Seahawks. The Seahawks also trading Geno Smith to the Raiders. The Bills extended Josh Allen through 2030, a record-setting deal with 6 years, $330 million, $250 mil guaranteed.
Wow. Does that mean that Patty Mahomes is going to want a renegotiation on his deal?
Did he just renegotiate last?
No, he did his deal a few years ago.
I think he's still on that near 500.
A 10-year, $500 million.
$500 million.
Yeah, I think he'll get his deal redone. Well, they'll rip it up and they'll change the numbers and give him a little bit more money up front.
And reports are that Davante Adams is to sign a two-year deal with the Rams worth $46 million, $26 million of that guaranteed. The Browns and Myles Garrett have a deal done at $40 million a year with $123 million guaranteed. The Sox beat the Braves yesterday 7-3. No game today for the guys. They have the Phillies tomorrow. The Celtics are back in action tonight. They have the Jazz at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. Al Horford and Jason Tatum are questionable for this one, while Kristaps Porzingis is listed as doubtful. And the Health Connector for Business understands that small businesses want to offer health coverage to take care of their employees, but are concerned about costs. Companies interested in employee health plans can go to mahealthconnector.org/business and filter right to premium value plans. That is what's trending. Here's Shine with your weather. And I have to say, love Curtis to death, one of the best weathermen in the world. Weather people, my apologies. Mm-hmm. Him telling me that my flight was going to be fine on Friday, despite the wind, because wind actually helps the plane. Wrong.
Really? Oh, really?
Scariest takeoff, scariest landing I've ever had.
Really?
Oh, my God. And then we're taking off, and the pilot, who at the end of the flight, you know when you see the pilot when you're walking off, he looked like he was like 12. And that's when I know that now I'm old. He was saying over the thing, yeah, we're looking at 50-mile-per-hour winds. And now I'm thinking to the Delta flight that had rolled over in, what, Toronto?
70-mile-an-hour winds. Right.
Not too far away.
Right, right. Yeah, no, you're
so very
right.
Scary, but we made it.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Oh, thank you.
Shime, you have the weather?
I do, Greg. It's currently 35 degrees here in the city of Boston. Feels like 25. The high today, though, 56. Spring seems to be right around the corner.
Shine with an audio reminder for the New England Patriots organization that in the NFL, money talks. And they appear yet to be speaking in that currency. But we'll keep you updated, see if anything happens during the negotiation period. Is that what they're calling
yes.
it, Courtney?
Yep.
All right, a rebrand there.
I like it.
Negotiation period. underway, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. By the way, I would like to welcome a new partner to the show, and they are presenting this show on Twitch. You can watch this show on Twitch every single day. Thank you to those who do. If you want to get a visual, just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is now presented by Springer's Jewelers of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And this week, Springer's will service your jewelry at a 15% discount. So just head up to tax-free Portsmouth, and the service offer ends on Saturday at 6. You can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. And thank you to Springer's for presenting our broadcast on Twitch every single day. This is Frank from Cape Coral, Florida. Hello, Frank.
Morning, Greg. How you doing?
What's up?
Courtney, Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you?
Good.
Just as I could hear the disappointment in Courtney's voice about free agents going to anywhere but your team, just my opinion only. Dolphin fan, Jets fan. I don't think anything's going to change. And I see the Buffalo Bills wrapping up this division by Halloween. Unless I'm wrong, I just don't see anything changing here.
Yeah. I think that with an experienced head coach, more than serviceable quarterback in his second season,
right,
that you gain a win. Or you gain maybe a gain two.
All right, so you get to six wins.
But you have to add talent. They have that opportunity in the draft, and there are still opportunities that are out there. Now, I will say on the Subaru of New England text line, 978 text, that says both Metcalf and Adams are way past their prime and not worth spending a large bag on. So,
well, DK's only 27.
Right.
Yeah. Hasn't Davante Adams had 1,000 yards in like 7 straight seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, so much past his prime.
Both
yeah.
would have been worth trying to figure something out, especially where you are and what you have elsewhere in the wide receiver room, which is not much. So it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm assuming that we're going to get to that's your lead.
My lead.
We could just give us a tease.
Okay. So part of my lead is that you can change the frustration into happiness very quickly, and everything's laid out for you on how to do it.
All right. Okay. So we'll get to that when we get to Wiggy's Leap. All right. That is coming up on the show this morning. And they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. But Chime, let's get going on this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Start the week off. That's the Replacements, and it is called Unsatisfied. I almost said satisfied. Unsatisfied, am I correct?
You nailed it, Greg. Well done.
Let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Tell me that I'm satisfied. Would you satisfy? Look me in the eye, then tell me that I'm satisfied.
Just guessing. Are we starting with you or Jackson? We'll start with you. I'm guessing that you are unsatisfied, hence why you chose that song this morning.
Well, yeah, I found myself feeling unsatisfied following the return of the Brad Marchand deal. And I was a little upset about it. And then I was thinking, I really kind of had to sit with it all weekend. Talked about it with Mego on Saturday. And it was just like, I understand, and now more reports continue to come out about how bad his injury actually is and or was, and how he could be out like up to 6 weeks or more. And so, ultimately, I'm pretty satisfied, I think. I think Bruins fans that are unsatisfied with the trade deadline are kind of holding on to the past a little too much. Like, this was a much-needed moment for them. Like, I was so close, Greg, so close to just whipping out a Sweeney's is back tweet until I saw the return for the Brad Marchand deal.
Yeah.
But, like, that Carlo deal was awesome. Great job by Don Sweeney. You get a first-round pick and a prospect for Brandon Carlo, who's good, but he's not great. Like, he's no amazing player. And so I think now, like, this is officially a restart of everything. It is the old guard is completely gone. It is now the David Pastrnak Bruins.
Yep.
And I just hope that they can kind of find ways to rebuild this team and find their right identity, because they had it. They had the right identity with that team from 2019 and all the way up to when they really kind of were the best team in the regular season the NHL had ever seen. And then I think they lost it. I think they got too concerned with how Florida played hockey and how to counter that.
Yeah.
And they lost sight of who they were. And I hope that Don Sweeney can kind of re-grab that identity, find the right coach for this, and not allow the players to run another coach out of town.
See, I feel like they had an identity when Patrice Bergeron was their captain. And I feel like they, Shime, you got to look at results. Mm-hmm. And the results, when you get past the first round of the playoffs, the results with this nucleus have not been very good. I
felt like when their identity was at its top, it was really Brad Marchand who was the identity. Like, the fact that they were annoying, they wouldn't go away, him licking guys, him fighting with guys, him running his mouth. Like, that's when people really loved the Bruins.
Yeah, but
and
the
that
Bruins,
was him.
The Bruins' kind of identity, when you look at where the Bruins have been, they've been pretty much underachievers. And the talent that they've had. A few years ago, when they had the best record in the NHL, it was more about talent on that team. It was more about, you had Pasta, you had Bergeron, you had Marchand playing at a high level, you had Krejci. So it was more about the talent that you have, and that team underachieved. This team has been underachieving for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that maybe the mistake was that when you lost Krejci, and when you lost, it's Bergeron, it's Patrice. Mm-hmm. That would have been the time to begin the rebuild.
Yes. Like,
that's the I
it's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
Right?
You thought by losing those guys, and I think, you know, maybe some of the hockey people that knew the real ins and outs, they thought, oh, you lost those guys, but then you added Elias Lindholm, you added Zadorov. So the hockey people like, oh, those are big moves, and you thought, like, maybe the Bruins were going to be able to pick up where they left off. Not the best record in NHL history, but a legit playoff contender. And those moves that you made, unfortunately, the players haven't lived up to the hype.
Yeah. All right, Chime. Excellent lead from you this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jackson, good morning.
Turn the mic up, Chime. Thank you. Good morning. So my lead...
Can you turn his microphone up to the proper level? I know you're resistant on that, probably.
Sorry. Yeah, I completely forgot to push it up. My fault.
Jackson,
so I have a sports adjacent lead for the very rare sports lead for me. It's a show.
Is it just me, Shime, or would we all like it just a little bit louder, please?
Would you like it a little bit louder?
I don't want to micromanage.
Check one, two. All right.
I just, you know, I hear things and I just like the audio vibe to be there. That's okay.
I'm a
vibe curator. Cam Newton once said I was a vibe curator.
Oh, that's nice.
On this program, yeah. Go ahead, Jackson.
So my lead is a recommendation for a show. This is the best time of year, as far as I'm concerned. I'm about to start playing catch with my dad again, watching baseball.
And your dad are still playing catch?
Absolutely.
How old is he?
72, 73.
Okay. All right. Keep him young, good.
Absolutely.
You guys do that out in the backyard?
Yeah,
or
they have a big backyard.
Do you still live with your father?
No, I do not, nope.
So he just comes. Do you go to his house and play catch? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Absolutely. All right. Okay. Yeah, we get together to play catch.
Okay. Oil up the mitt.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And this show's a little bit old, but it's great. It's the perfect time for it. Have you ever seen the show Brockmire?
No.
It's stars Hank Azaria. He plays a baseball commentator named Jim Brockmire, who has a fall from grace. He has an on-air meltdown because he finds out that his wife has been serially cheating on him.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it's really funny, really sad in the beginning. But so he has a 10-year break from broadcasting. He wants to crawl back up he wants to make his comeback. And he does it by going to a little minor league baseball team on the Rust Belt, and he becomes the PA announcer. And it's really funny. It's a love letter to baseball, but it's also really, really dirty and, like I said, very, very funny. There's sex. There's, you know, a lot of drinking. There's a lot of swearing. But in the end, it's a love letter to baseball, and it's just it's a great show, and I recommend.
Where would we find it?
It's on IFC, so it's on all the streaming platforms.
Okay.
It was an independent film channel show.
Oh, okay.
But, if you have a kid that you watch baseball with or, a parent that you watch baseball with, it's a great show to get together.
Not a kid, a son.
Like you and your dad.
Yeah, exactly. Not a child, but
I don't know if this is true or not, but in the Twitch chat, somebody suggested that you and your father play catch on the Field of Broken Dreams. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yes, it's a big field, yes.
That's very nice.
Wow.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And he's still out there and going strong, the old man.
Yeah, absolutely. He taught me how to throw a curveball.
There you go.
That's unbelievable. All right. It's almost baseball season.
It's almost here.
And we will have every single game for you on the Odyssey app all season long. And this should be, when you look at the Boston Red Sox, they are primed for a result that we have not had in quite some time.
It'll be a season for the books.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, Jackson, great lead this
morning.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. Curtis is off today. He will join us tomorrow when we do the show at Granite Telecommunications in Quincy, the 12th annual Saving by Shaving event, and I think the fifth or sixth year in a row that we have been invited to be a part of that event. Their goal tomorrow is to raise close to $4 million for Children's Hospital, and they do it every year over there. Rob Hale, who is the man over there, is willing to pay his employees as long as they are willing to shave their head, and hundreds of them do it. So it's an unbelievable day, and we'll be joined I believe, on this show by Sam Houser and by Joe Mazzulla and by Mike Vrabel. So should be a good morning tomorrow morning when Curtis makes his way back here. We have a couple leads left this morning. Hello, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. As everyone knows, Wiggy and I have a deal going about Aaron Rodgers and retirement, potential retirement. And, you know, the Devontae Adams going to the Rams, I found quite interesting because a lot of people thought that wherever he was going to go is where Aaron Rodgers is going to go. Of course, that's not possible with the Rams, with Matt Stafford. Aaron Rodgers, and before people say, he's going to end up in Seattle, he's going to end up with the Jets, he's going to end up with the Steelers. I'm just saying that there is a potential outcome here where teams do not want Aaron Rodgers. They find Aaron Rodgers to be washed. And if that is the case, Aaron Rodgers is going to hit retirement. I just think it's weird that Devontae Adams didn't wait to see where Aaron Rodgers ended up to then go with him. The timing I find to be strange.
So meaning that he may have spoken with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers is reading the tea leaves.
Correct.
And there's not that much interest.
Correct.
Well, I thought the Giants were interested in him.
Yes.
Said.
I said Jets.
Yeah,
Giants.
Right. Giants.
Whether it's Seattle, because Seattle I've seen people talk about more so than the Giants right now.
Right.
But the Giants and then the Steelers also people say. I think it's still something still weird here.
What do you think his expectation is dollar-wise, Aaron Rodgers?
Because
the man loves himself. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, so, but I think
he puts himself at the very top, I would assume, when it comes to what he ought to be compensated.
Right, but I think he's realistic, and I would say the max just for a team to maybe do it would be like a 2-year deal somewhere along the lines of, you know, like a Brady, $50 million, $60 million.
So he still wants $25 or
$30
million.
Yeah,
yeah. But you think he is
but
as good
like
as...
that's kind of like the going rate, though.
You think he is as good or deserves that money that Tom Brady had for the last part of his...
No, but I'm saying that's kind of what the going rate in the NFL is for, you know...
If I'm a team, I'm not paying Aaron Rodgers that.
A quarterback of that caliber. So who are you going with? Russell Wilson? Mac Jones?
Well, no, I'm not going with Russell Wilson either.
Right, but there's nobody who you really...
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's going to cost you probably about $100 million.
I would rather pay more money to have a quarterback that I believe still has juice left and maybe has a bit more years than Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So when you start to look at how things unfold in the NFL, it's simple if you want to rebuild your team and get your team back to where it needs to be. And I think a great thing was what we saw with DK Metcalf going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, signing, based on what reports you read, it's anywhere from $132 million to $150 million. If you're the New England Patriots, you need to pick up the phone right now and get on the horn with Pittsburgh Steelers and say, okay, we're willing to give you a second-round pick for George Pickens because George Pickens wants a new contract.
Yep.
And if you look at what he's been able to do his first few years in the NFL, he's been a very, very good wide receiver. I don't know if you're going to have to pay him the DK Metcalf type of contract, but you could probably get him for a good contract now rather than waiting and not doing it, and then he has a really good year next year, and then they franchise tag him, and then now their price tag goes up. So if you're the New England Patriots, and you know Pittsburgh basically just said, okay, here's our new number one wide receiver, you know that's going to rub George Pickens the wrong way. He's now going to want out. You need to be all over getting a guy like George Pickens, who you had an opportunity to get in the draft a couple years ago, but you chose to go with Tyquan Thornton, I believe it was. So now, why not fix the mistake that you made? George Pickens averages probably about 16 yards a catch. He's at a 1,000-yard season. He's still a young kid. And you could get him for a lot less and give Drake May a weapon that he so badly needs.
Will we hear from Derek, the Steelers fan, today? I'm sure we probably will.
I'm sure.
And Hill dog.
Do you think George Pickens is happy about DK Metcalf going there?
Hell no.
So he probably
Yeah, but he's not happy about anything. He's
I think he would want out more so now than ever before.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah. And that's Chime, that's part of why you go after George Pickens, because
Jay Cortez in the Twitch chat, Jay Cortez 43 says, terrible lead.
Well, why, you wouldn't want George Pickens?
Well, you're basically saying that you would give the Steelers a better pick for Pickens than they gave up for DK Metcalf.
Oh, they gave up. Would they give up a second round pick for DK Metcalf?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'd give up
But the Patriots wouldn't do it for DK Metcalf. Why would they do it for Pickens?
Well, yeah. Maybe they.
And they've made it absolutely clear they're not trading any picks for players. They're only going to sign guys in free agency.
So, all right, maybe you offer them, maybe you say, hey, we'll give you a third round pick. Because the steal is now, maybe the steal, you know that the steal is like, all right, they don't even want to deal with the headache of George Pickens.
They won't even send like a seventh round pick just for basically the negotiating rights to Christian Kirk. Like, they're not going to send a second or third round pick to the Steelers for Pickens.
So if they're not going to do that, then that tells me that the Patriots are not going to be able to do much of anything.
Correct. Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to sign a couple guys, and they're going to be middling guys, and they're not going to be anybody exciting, and that's going to be kind of how it is.
Because in order to get the guys that are really going to transform your team, you're going to have to send. You're going to have to trade for those guys. We brought up Trey Hendricks, who's the defensive end in Cincinnati who had 17 sacks last year. You're going to have to trade for a guy like him. We're already talking about you have to trade for T. Higgins. If that's the case, Shyam, if you don't think they'll at least pick up the phone knowing that they might even be able to get George Pickens, I said a second round, but maybe you can get him for a third round pick. You're not even going to do that.
They're not going to call about Cooper Kupp. They're not going to call about any of these guys. Like they have, it seems to me, they have zero interest in giving up any draft capital whatsoever. They might actually pay guys, but they're not going to overspend like crazy, like 5 years, $130 million for DK Metcalf or whatever the number was exactly. And they're just that's just kind of how they're going to play ball.
That's how it seems now. But
correct.
We're early.
Yeah, negotiating doesn't start till noontime
correct,
today.
Correct.
But it seems, at least in the trade market, it seems like the Patriots are uninterested.
We have to give some benefit of the doubt at some point and hope that we get some incredible news later.
But there's not many free agents out there that
are going to be like,
oh, big splashes.
Yeah.
So if you're not willing to take advantage of the trade market.
Yeah.
The biggest name to watch, it seems, at noontime would be Chris Godwin. That's what it looks
right.
like.
Right. And
which would be a good signing. It's not great, but it's good.
Maybe they're all in on him.
But that's like that's an offensive version of Harold Landry. It's a good signing,
yeah.
But it's not.
It's not a giant shime off the greasy pole like
right.
splash.
It's like, not aggressive like they're claiming to be.
If they
also, bad news on the greasy pole.
Terrible news.
They denied, and they were harumphing about it up there.
Not happy with us, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
They denied
Shime. They basically were harumphing that there's a 5-year waiting list on the greasy pole.
And to assume that I could jump it is insane.
And how dare this radio show assume that somebody could just jump the line and get on the greasy pole?
They
said they were getting angry people calling them up saying, what's going on? How is Shime going over me?
Yeah,
I've been waiting on this.
Some greasy pollers had their bathing suits in a bunch over the fact that Shime might get on the greasy pole.
They can't do it any other time that they're not normally doing it for everybody else because it costs like $5,000 or something.
It does. It costs $5,000 for the grease. And so they don't want to pre-grease on Friday.
Yeah. Could do
and
a GoFundMe.
We could.
We could just make our own.
I think we should at least have a pole on the ground that is greased and see how Shime would do on the ground.
I think they might be outraged if we did our own greasy pole.
That might be more dangerous than doing it over the ocean.
Because at least if you land in the water, it's not too bad.
Right.
But if you land on concrete.
I mean, we could do it adjacent, like greasy pole adjacent. But I feel like they might be all worked up over there in Gloucester.
Well, so I had another thought, Greg. We need to find like a basically an adult wipeout course. Send me there, and I'll do the entire course.
It's a lot of work, though. We're going to be in Gloucester. We were greasing them. You think they'd grease us?
I know. I honestly, for a moment or two, I considered canceling the whole entire Gloucester roadshow.
Right, because we're like greasing them.
There was outrage on the part of the town fathers or town mothers.
You can't do that to Mike Milbury.
No, that's the best part, is that the people that were outraged were on a phone call with Ken.
Yes.
And Mike Milbury.
Yes.
And Mike Milbury's like laughing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. So maybe we don't even give them any juice by saying the name of the poll.
Right.
We just completely eliminate that. You know?
Right, we just
we're out here in Gloucester.
You want to go pig Latin?
Yeah, we're out here in Gloucester, right, and there's right. something over
we're
there that
the,
people are doing.
The EC Gray, old pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, you would think that they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, we're going to be.
They would embrace it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should rig something up at the Beachcomber.
Also, how like, no disrespect to anybody up there, but how big of a hardo are you if you've been on the greasy pole wait list for 5, 6, 7 years?
Pretty right. big.
I mean, how many people want to do it, and how many do they get in a weekend?
Right.
You'd think you could run through that wait list. It's right. like the Celtics or the Patriots season ticket list. Right. Like,
you can rifle off 1,000 guys in one day. Like, it's not that hard.
And then they tried to go with, like, oh, we got to make sure the tide, you know, whatever. It's like, well, we'll come the night before. Have Sean do it.
Would it only allow, like, 20 people per run?
I don't know anything about it. I'm intrigued now.
Because I would think that if there is a waiting list, it can't be that many people that
they're allowed. If Bonnie Blue can go through greasy poles, 1,000 of them, in 24 hours.
Yeah, we should be able to move.
She's going 1,000.
Yeah.
I also want to make this very clear. I was excited about doing this, and I am mad and upset that I can't do it.
Right. I understand.
Oh,
I mean,
it's a gut punch.
I was, you know, if I had been on the call, I would have said, hey, how about a little... you know, maybe a little donation to the policeman's ball or whatever.
Right.
Would that grease the skids on getting us on there? But didn't happen.
Apparently, right. Squeaky wheels don't get the grease today.
I guess not. Right. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to my lead and to They Said It coming up next.